When parents are unable to raise their own children, it is the grandparent who often steps in to assume the responsibility. Today in the United States, more than 2 million grandparents are living with and serving as the primary caregiver for their grandchildren. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tanya Fullwood of the National Center for Children and Families. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Diane. This trend poses incredible challenges both to grandparent and the children involved, affecting everything from financial stability to child development to general family cohesion.
So join us today as we discuss this cultural phenomenon, what it means for grandparents, and ultimately, what it means for the children in these grand families. Mm-hmm. Let's see, why is it that grandparents are becoming parents all over again, Tanya?
That's a good question. Grandparents often assume the role of parents in an effort to keep their family together and keep their grandchildren out of the foster care system. Mm-hmm. It might happen when a parent is incarcerated or struggling with a substance abuse issue, domestic violence, mental illness, or other long-term health problems. A parent often actually could be stationed overseas in the military. True. At this point. In some unfortunate cases, a parent may also be deceased.
But whatever the reason, when a grandparent steps in to care for a child, they take on an incredibly demanding role at a time in their lives when they might have otherwise been relaxing. Right. And relishing their time alone.
That's true. And let's talk about some of those challenges. Mm-hmm. For grandparents. Although a grandparent most often chooses to raise a grandchild for the right reasons, they're usually not prepared for the high demands of raising children today. Unlike a foster parent, grandparent caregivers are usually offered no training to raise their children, mm-hmm. let true. Alone a child who might be traumatized by losing a parent in some capacity.
And mental stress can come into mm-hmm. play. Grandparents almost always take on the responsibility of caring for their grandkids because of a family emergency or a tragedy. And this means that they have to deal with not only their own emotional reaction to the circumstances, but also those of their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Once they overcome the initial shock of the situation, there is then that general stress of
right.
parenting.
Right.
And their grandchildren, there's every chance that their grandchildren may have some type of special mm-hmm. medical, educational, or psychological needs that need and require special attention.
Another challenge for grandparents could be the physical stress. As mm-hmm. seniors age and require more medical attention themselves, those raising their grandchildren often have less time and money to spend on their own health. In addition, the high physical demands of raising children, especially those under age 5, mm-hmm. can take a serious toll on a caregiver's health.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's the financial stress. Perhaps the most immediate, and mm-hmm. often it can be the most stressful challenge for many grandparents, is the financial burden of raising children, mm-hmm. especially unexpectedly and especially in tough economic times. Mm-hmm. Grandparents who are raising their grandchildren are the stats show that they're 60% more likely to live in poverty. Wow. Than those who are not. And even if a grandparent is able to sufficiently support themselves, the cost of children can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Many are retired or living on fixed incomes, but they're suddenly forced to feed more mouths or share their home yeah. with more individuals and then pay for endless other necessities that are clearly associated with raising a child.
Right, that can be very difficult. So in addition to the mental and the physical and the financial stress, they're just the basic day-to-day challenges that grandparents may have to figure out. If a child's original mother and father are absent for whatever reason, grandparents who do not have legal custody mm-hmm. of their children or grandchildren, I'm sorry, might have trouble enrolling them in school, providing them with proper medical care, and assessing their records. Mm-hmm. But obtaining custody and or guardianship can be expensive, emotionally draining, and also confusing.
So we have touched on a lot of challenges, mm-hmm. but what we want to focus on today is some suggestions and ideas of how grandparents can overcome right. these challenges. And we say it all the time, parenting can be tough. Mm-hmm. The second time around, it might even seem impossible. Mm-hmm. But there are steps that grandparent caregivers can take to make the transition smoother and the new family unit stronger.
Right. Children in this situation, the grandchildren in this situation, regardless of why their parents are no longer there, may be dealing with serious issues of abandonment, parental confusion, and some emotional detachment. Try to make their lives as stable and predictable as possible. This includes establishing a daily schedule and routine and sticking to it. And try setting up a routine that's helpful to both you and your grandchild, like preparing meals together and just making sure you do things at the same time.
Right. This may be a change for you, or it, you know, hopefully you've had some sort of routine, but realize that that's what children thrive on. They'll learn valuable skills. They can lend you an extra hand, and you should have them be a part of your life and livelihood. And when it comes to helping to decide the meals or work on the meals, there's a better chance they'll eat their vegetables if they've had a part in putting the meal together.
Right. And grandparents, you also want to involve yourself in your grandchild's school life. Introduce yourself to the teachers and the coaches at the school and the counselors. They see your grandchild every day and might be able to provide some kind of insight and support to you.
If you feel your grandchild may have special needs that are not being addressed in school, you know, be proactive. Talk to his or her teachers, school counselor, or nurses.
And you do have the right to request that your child be evaluated or reevaluated for learning difficulties or deficiencies and any disabilities that they may have.
And think about discipline. Decide how to discipline. Start with a short, simple set of rules and make sure that the children know why these rules are important to their safety and well-being.
And again, be consistent. You need to follow the rules just as the children do.
Right. Instead of spanking or slapping, which might teach your grandchildren to use violence in solving their own problems, use timeouts or a system of appropriate rewards and consequences for behavior to instill a sense of discipline.
And remember that beating, kicking, or assaulting a child in any way are considered acts of child abuse and could be a criminal offense. So another way, I guess, to handle that stress is communicate. And we talk about this all the time. Communicate with your grandchildren. Respect what they have to say about rules and routines and consequences. They are much more likely to be open with you about their daily lives and their emotions if you're receptive and tolerant and understanding and able to listen.
It may take some time for them to open up to you, but definitely leave that door open. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Parenting Today, and you just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and we're talking about grandparents raising grandchildren. And as we talk about some of the suggestions that, we hope are helpful to grandparents, I wanted to mention sort of an obvious one, but, you know, with the fact that it's the age difference between a child and a grandparent, it's perspective. And try to, as best you can, to consider your grandchildren's perspective. Their preferences in music, clothing, hobbies may be very different than yours were as a child. I mean, like I said, the years difference, of course they're going to be different. However, you really should try to be sensitive to his or her needs to fit with their peers. But also you want to make sure that it doesn't grow into something disrespectful in your home or any type of unsafe behavior.
And you also want to take care of yourself. We talk about this all the time. Self-care is so important. Make sure that you make time for yourself. Find a trusted babysitter, a childcare center, or a friend, some kind of respite to take over while you exercise, nap, or relax. Your grandchild's school may have a before and after school care program that you that might be suited for you.
Absolutely. Don't become isolated. Make sure that you keep in touch with friends in the neighborhood or at church. Their listening ears and helping hands can help ward away depression and stress.
And another way is to join a support group. Even if you have feelings of anger, shame, or disappointment towards your grandchild's parents, do not use the child as a sounding board for your negative emotions. They may make mistake your frustration for withholding of love to them.
They need to learn that they and their parents are worthy of love, even if they have made those mistakes in the past. Instead, try a grandparent support group where you can vent your frustrations, discuss these different parenting strategies, and share those successes.
And grandparents, there are federal resources that you can take advantage of. Grandparents raising grandchildren is growing everywhere in this country. So you are not alone in this. There are a number of federal programs for support. If the child you if the child is uninsured, you can apply to have them covered by Medicaid even without the legal custody.
Right. And you may be eligible for state and federal income tax cuts and social programs like WIC,
right.
Which is Women, Infant, and Children.
Right.
And it's a program that helps provide nutrition, education, and food vouchers for children under five who are at a high risk for dietary or health problems.
And for a complete list of state and federal programs that are available to grandparents raising grandchildren, go to www.childrensdefense.org. Just to wrap that up, that was actually good because there are a lot of grandparents who are raising their grandchildren today. And the age difference makes it so challenging. But hopefully we gave you guys some tips on how to make it easier for you. The most important piece of advice for grandparents raising their grandchildren is the same thing we tell all parents. Parenting is tough, and asking for help shouldn't be.
That's right. It is okay to feel angry or disappointed with your own child if you feel they are at fault in leaving your grandchildren. And it's normal to feel discouraged that you've had to change your plans at this point in your life.
Right.
But that is where you are.
That's true. Raising a grandchild is not an easy task, but it can certainly be something to be proud of and may even turn out to be the most rewarding accomplishment of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandchildren can be a great and unexpected source of happiness.
By raising your grandchildren when their parents cannot, you can help preserve your family's heritage and history. Try, for example, taking your grandchild on a virtual field trip into your own past by telling them stories about your own childhood and showing them old photographs or possessions.
And you'll be surprised at how fascinated they may be about your memories. And they might begin to understand the generosity and love you've pledged to caring for them.
And remember, as Tanya has said, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but finding help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about grandparents raising grandchildren and other parenting challenges, you can visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. You've been listening to Parenting Today. You just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia.